coming up on this episode of The Break Room.
And then it's like thousands of years, Yoda's born. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And there's also, they also
show
the...
How is Yoda born?
What's that?
How is Yoda born?
We're going to see it on this show.
Yes!
One
mystery thriller.
When a mommy Yoda species and a daddy Yoda species...
Break Room. I'm Maud Garrett. Joining me today, we've got a couple of legends sitting in here. We've got Hector Navarro, who's going to wave with his left hand. There he is. Hector and I have spoken Star Wars over the years, so it'll be exciting to chat Star Wars with you again. It's still wet.
No, it's fine.
Well, that felt very fine. Predator. It's so cool.
And also Tom Michelson.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Whee! Happy to be here.
We love that.
Tom, what was your middle name? That's so cool.
It's Tarkon, which is, so I'm actually from an island in the Pacific called Palau, and that's my mom's maiden name.
That is awesome.
Yeah, so, and you know, we've talked about this on Break Room before, so welcome back to Tarkon Talk. Thanks, guys.
Tarkon Talk!
Yeah, thanks.
All right!
Tarkon Talk.
But Tom Michelson's fine. You know, we're friends, so Tom
Okay, sure. Yeah. Oh, thank you. I like Tarkon. That's the coolest name I've seen attached to a person since I met Maud Garrett.
Maud's dope, so I'll take it. Yeah. Tarkon's
well, I'm going to add to the alliteration. We've got Tarkon Talk on Trailer Troll
Tuesday. Wow.
You mispronounced Tuesday, but that was an easy one.
She said every other hard one before one. That. Yeah.
I panicked.
Oh, I know. You have to commit.
I didn't see the landing.
You gotta commit.
I crashed and burned my TIE fighter into the hemisphere.
There we go.
Where's the graphic? Give me that real Tuesday. Show me what Tuesday. Did you already put it up?
There it is.
Trailer Troll Tuesday. Or Tuesday.
Every time I see that, I feel like we still need to see Nicole Kidman be like, because here
I got the shirt.
Movies.
Oh my gosh,
gosh, that's right.
Heartbreak.
Feels good in a place like this.
Oh, Nicole.
I heard there's a new version.
There's going to be. I haven't seen it.
I've only seen
the cut down one when I went to go see, I think, June Part 2.
She's still got a power suit on?
I mean,
it's the same thing, but they just edited it, and I think they're
greasing people up. They're getting people like, you missed the long one? We're going to have a completely new one coming soon.
30-minute version coming out.
Yeah.
Does she know that she's like a meme at this stage?
She has to, but yeah, maybe she doesn't know. Maybe she got other stuff to do.
I'd be okay with it. Every time someone watches AMC here, I'm going, heart. Heartbreak.
Someone must have in an interview been like, does heartbreak feel good in a place like this?
And she was like, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Like, exactly.
I read a prompter.
Right.
Paid.
I do 8 billion things a week. I don't know what you're referring to.
I have so much money that I can put it in my ears to stop this conversation.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Hey, anyway, it's a trailer-packed Tuesday with drops of Acolyte and Furiosa today. Mm. We're going to get our nerd on. We'll watch the trailers. We'll break them down.
Okay.
There's a couple of cool things we're going to be doing. Hey, if you're watching live in Twitch chat, hi. We'd love to answer your questions as well. So get your questions brewing, pop them in the chat, and Evan might read it, grab it, write it down, and relay it.
Okay.
That sounds simple enough.
Put it into post-its and make it a little airplane and just throw them around the office.
It would be really funny if I had like a little line delivery
system. So cool.
Yeah.
Knowing us
that way I don't have to raise my hand like a duck.
Set that up.
You got time.
Yeah. Like a string and something you can. Yeah,
do we have post-it notes?
Logistically, maybe a string from the top of that thing.
Ooh.
And some kind of a little thing that has like a message in a bucket or something. I don't know.
They only have post-its at a real office, Mon, so probably. We probably don't have them here.
I'm just like getting my reflexes ready for this one. Hey, should we watch this first trailer?
Yeah!
All right, this is it. Acolyte, pop your little earbuds in and we're going to commentate.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Commentate. TIE fighter, pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
It started.
New Wookiee, yellow sabers.
Yeah, I thought it was Burry Yaga, but it's
I did too.
It's such a good trailer. Such a good trailer.
So what did we take away from this? What are the biggest takeaways we got, huh?
I'm a kid with no eyelids.
Right, that's amazing. Yeah. Again, I'm so like, why did the Jedi Master say, close your eyes?
Master Soul, I think is his name. Come on, Master Soul.
And then be like, tap him like, you can just cover your eyes. You can just bring your hands up.
I would be like, dude, he said close your eyes.
Because wasn't there a line where it's like, you know, your sight can deceive you?
Yeah, his sight's always
deceiving. And that kid's just staring there like,
Actually, maybe when he opens them, there's like these little white, like glowing orbs. So maybe that is, maybe that is, or it's just some glowing light that means he's looking.
Maybe those big black orbs were his nostrils and we're being weird and not thinking about, like, how do we even know that's the eyeballs?
You're right.
I don't know, we're overthinking.
Eyes are his mouth.
I have a bunch of takeaways. How many times did you guys get to see the trailer before we just rewatched it just there? You've seen it twice and then third time?
Yeah.
What about you, Tom?
Only like maybe 34.
Oh my God, I love it.
Couldn't stay away.
I love it.
I was going to try to not watch it so much, but I couldn't help it.
Really?
It's just so badass.
What is the... Okay, so that's the main takeaway for you, is that...
So, well, the biggest thing I like about this is that this is something new. Yes. Like, don't get me wrong. Love Skywalkers, love all that stuff. But this is something new. I mean, granted, they're bringing in some High Republic stuff, but not stuff we've seen on screen before, right? And so just seeing so many yellow lightsabers and seeing so many things that we always see in, like, the books or in the animated stuff, it's just great to see that. Breathing new life into Star Wars makes me excited again, you know?
I think the other takeaway, too, your favorite Star Wars movie, based on what I know about you from before we started filming, is your favorite film Revenge of the Sith?
Correct.
I knew
it.
I knew
it.
No. I mean, I think Tom's is
basic
Revenge of the Sith.
Bitch,
no, not basic. That's not basic. But basic would be like...
You are my brother!
Sorry. Empire Strikes Back would be basic. Like, that's the basic answer.
Oh, thanks, Edgar. I appreciate that.
You have to, as a fan, you have to fight the sort of crap that those movies took when they came out.
Yeah.
For you, right? For you to still be like, no, I love the prequels. I grew up with the prequels. You know, so you're not,
you know,
that's not
like
basic.
People who are adults now and we grew up on them, you know? And,
right.
And so there's a special, it's slotted perfectly into your life if you came to Star Wars around that time.
The nine core Star Wars movies, and I guess even Solo and Rogue One, like technically none of them have really dealt with a time where there was a bunch of Jedi and a bunch of maybe bad guy Sith Jedi, because even during the prequels, it's just Palpatine in the shadows.
Right.
And then
Dooku and Maul,
just
but not
droids, and just an army of droids, but not an army of Sith.
Exactly.
Or
the droids, because even if it's like when we get to Attack of the Clones and it's supposed to be like, all right, the Jedi at the height of their powers, we're really only following Anakin, Obi-Wan, right? Padme's the third lead of those movies, kind of. So it's like this isolated group of like human Jedi characters and the ones that are going to be very important to the rest of the sky. And then the original trilogy is that there's no Jedi, but Luke and Vader.
Well, Order 66 had been.
Exactly. And the sequel trilogy, same deal. The only ones are like Kylo and Rey is sort of the new.
Yeah.
So seeing this trailer, my takeaway is like, this is going to be fascinating to see a full, I'm assuming like an ensemble show, not just the Anakin and Obi-Wan movies, but an ensemble show that's like, here's a bunch of Jedi and a bunch of different Jedi aliens and humans and characters with backgrounds and stuff, and then they're all at the height of their powers and maybe having to fight a bunch of evil force people.
So Star Wars has been around for long enough that I've always said now with shows and future movies, we really need to lean into a genre. Mm-hmm. And I think Mando set the path for that with it being a Western, space Western.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then you had Andor, which was a political thriller, political intrigue.
Right.
What I'm getting from this...
I
think for this one, I was really hoping, because I think that I would have made an argument that Ahsoka could have been a horror, especially with where it went with the witches and the zombies and undead.
Yeah.
I wish it like ramped up the horror a little
bit
more.
Cool.
Yeah.
But I think for this one, the tone was going to be the most important thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
And initially I was like, oh, it's just going to be the same stuff we've seen. Mm. And then it kind of got a bit darker. And I think what we have here is a mystery thriller and like almost a murder whodunit.
Yep.
And so having
like
that...
Like a cat and mouse kind of game, you know?
Mm. Yes, but having that mixed in with force powers...
Yeah, very
with
cool.
With lightsabers.
Yep. Very cool.
It's got that mysticism with a murder mystery, which I'm all about. We've had glimpses of this in the Clone Wars.
Right.
There'll be spin-off episodes where you'll kind of get moments
different
of this.
Different tones and different styles.
You had a... there was a person in the Jedi Academy or like within the Jedi...
Order?
Yes, who was...
Council?
Council.
Yeah. People?
Who was betraying everyone there and framing Ahsoka for that.
Barriss Offee, her friend.
That's it.
I remember
Barriss Offee is the barista who makes coffee. That's how I remember her name.
And I believe, unless I'm mistaken, I believe she was voiced by a Meredith Salinger. you might want to check on that. I think that's a fact I remember. That might be true if somebody wants to.
Nice.
But this is the first time we're seeing it in live action. And I think that the biggest takeaways I have from the trailer is that this is why they got Carrie Ann Moss. As soon as she starts fighting and as soon as it's like just melee with that, like just daggers and no lightsabers, she brings it.
Yeah.
Brings it so good.
I know, dude. I love her so much.
And then like having that force push and the force hold in this, so great. But another thing that I noticed that I don't know if you guys would, because this is a bit of a me thing.
Something Australian.
No.
Your Australian senses were tingling.
It's kind of using color, costume.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
So, like the little more yellow in the robes. Is that what you're
and
talking
purple,
about? And the purple for...
But if you look at sort of like where the costume is... Star Wars has a really interesting job where the whole thing's fiction, right? Like, there isn't this actual planet.
Sorry, Tom.
Hell
no. Yes, it is. So sorry.
So how do they indicate that something is 100 years prior?
Yeah.
They have actually used costume and they've changed a color palette in a way that can identify that this is a new time and
love
place, which I thought was a really good job. Yeah. I think it's a different planet as well that we haven't really explored.
Which part specifically? When they're on part of the trailer of this planet that you're talking about?
The behind shot where she's got the purple cape on going through like a giant place.
I just think
like it's getting its own new feel to it. Just like Andor was a little bit more Blade Runner.
Yes, you know? That's true.
I really also liked in this how I was assuming, I think like most of us watching it, that every character, like we were talking about Buriar, it's, oh, that's, you know, Buriar, but it's not, it's someone else.
From the High Republic.
Or it's like, that's that guy from High Republic, or that's, and because most of these are new characters, actually, it gives us a chance to, like, I think a lot of people are going to not make it out of the show alive, you know, which is great, because the stakes are just raised even more, because you don't know where we're going with this, because if everybody's precious, like how they are in, you know, in the Skywalker trilogy, you know, how exciting can that be?
Right.
Well, I think that the poster really lends itself to that. It's quite a dark and disturbing poster. It's
Blood, great.
Look at that.
So again, this is setting a tone. Someone's got to die. The blood's going to come from somewhere.
Exactly.
Even though I would argue that a lightsaber does cauterize as soon as you cut. So dagger is there for a reason.
Yeah.
Well, listen, maybe, and I'll have to check the facts on this, but maybe they didn't upgrade the lightsabers to do that until after this show in the timeline, you know? And then that would explain how in A New Hope, Obi-Wan, when he slices that dude, it was like, I don't like you either! His arm was bloody.
Like
Obi-Wan was like, I have an old lightsaber from before they fixed
the original
the error in the weapon.
Because both Anakin and Luke, no blood.
Yeah, exactly.
Clean.
Yeah.
It's a clean saber.
He's like, I had it set to not cut.
Even in Empire, right? Luke hits Vader on the side of the arm and it bounces off. And we just forget about it because we love it.
Star Wars is cool.
Star Wars is
great. And never full of any errors until Disney took it over.
Perfect.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's full of rampant errors and it's fine.
So we've got some questions about what we're thinking with this.
Okay.
Something that I noticed big time, I was like, I just wish we had the X-Men, like the good and the bad coming at this.
They're
not showing the bads. Really not showing who the enemy is.
Yeah, they didn't give away the whole story in this trailer. I agree.
Who is
kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Kind of bullshit.
Did it spoil the whole thing?
Yeah.
What the hell?
What? Come on, guys.
We have to figure it out.
I gotta wait for Eric Voss to tell me? That's baloney. I just wish I could hear everything right now in the trailer itself.
These are the characters we do know. We know that Lee Jung, Amandla Stenberg's characters, their Sol and May. We've got an image of those side by side.
Cool.
So I think it was on
cool, don't they?
Squid Game.
Squid Game,
yeah.
Is it one game?
It is one game.
Not a plural.
One Squid Game.
Squid Game. Maybe the new season's maybe Squid Games. Who knows?
That's true. Maybe they'll add the
edge. Yeah. It's
like, so Maj just ahead of the time.
It's more than one.
Yeah.
But it's under a whole. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to think about that for a while.
Well, I think technically the Squid Game refers to one game that they
played. Oh, the one at the end.
They
spoilers
the end.
For Squid Game. Oh.
And then the whole thing.
I finished it.
Yeah.
You did it?
I watched two episodes.
Stressful.
And I was like, yeah, I'm on the mood.
Yeah, it's stressful.
It's, you got to. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Go back and watch it or don't. Who cares? Whatever. Just watch the reality show. It's much better. It totally gets the point.
$5 million.
Same thing.
Were you in that?
No.
You should have been. Did they ask you?
No.
You would have won. You're too tall.
What does that mean?
No, but if you're short, who knows? A lot of people win.
Really?
Yeah, because you can crawl through stuff probably.
Oh,
knows, you know?
This game, crawl through this hole.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You're right.
There's bias and discrimination happening. Yeah. Lanky biches. But I will say, I'm the worst combination. I'm super competitive.
Yeah.
And I'm also really bad at that.
Oh.
So it's wanting to be good.
So
and
you never
not.
Got to that cracker part?
I should have put you on.
Yeah, I couldn't.
That part, if you're competitive, I feel like that would be hard because you got to go slow.
It would be the end of me.
Yeah.
It would be the end of me. I love to eat biscuits.
If I was in that Squid Game.
If I was in that Squid Game
in South Korea, the second that the first person got shot in that first game, I would have been like, I'm out, I'm not playing. And then in the show, they give everybody option. They're like, you can leave, but you can't get the prize money. I would have been like,
peace.
Bye.
My life.
And I feel like, did nobody leave? Was that the point message of the show? Or did some people?
Well, I don't remember.
They hand-selected
so
very desperate people.
Obviously.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't care how desperate I am. No. I ain't getting shot.
I don't think you can leave afterwards.
I know that at one point in the show, they let people leave.
Let us know in the comments. Can you leave?
Yes. You can. In
the
beginning.
Would you take the money or would you opt out if there was a choice?
Oh, I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah. See, yeah.
But just the one part, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You have to make the choice right then.
Yeah.
Immediately, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But after like the first game where people got shot and got killed.
Back to the Acolyte. Going off what you were saying, Tom, about the fact that there are all unknown characters here,
right.
That means that the tensions could be raised because of that. I had a really good point.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
I had a really good point.
Sorry.
Well, wait, I was going to bring this up about them. Maybe it's related to this. John, if you bring that photo up again.
Oh, yeah.
Is May the young Jedi in the... who says fire, who's dreaming of fire.
Yes.
Are they, but I'm like, part of me is like, well, they just did that with Kenobi, so I kind of hope not.
Oh,
but
right.
It's like they're setting her up to maybe...
Where they had like a young human played by like an actress of color who like, like who gets like, you know, hurt by the trauma
the
of being in the Jedi Order. Yeah, that would
and
be
then
a little
she would
similar.
Leave. And then later, there's someone running through fire. I'm like, is that her in the future? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think that the trailer and the press seem to indicate that there's definitely a history between the two characters. That we've presented here.
I knew that'd help you much.
Do you think that this is the Padawan who says, I see fire? Do you think, what reason would she have if this is...
Where is
if she is the Padawan,
I know.
What
they're
reason
they're
would she have to kill the Jedi?
Voice of God?
No, they moved away
Evan
from...
Evan in the box.
No, they gave me a full screen today.
They audience tested.
Oh, there, okay.
Evan in the box.
No, don't do that.
That's so much better.
Goodness, now I feel more comfortable. So, I mean, do you think this is the same? Do you think this is just marketing to kind of like get us to think that this is the same person? Or if it is the same person, what reason do you think she would have for killing the Jedi?
I know how to answer this. How many episodes are there?
There's 8 episodes.
Then it's what you see.
Oh.
Ain't got no time to dance around.
Versus like Andor, which was longer than 8 episodes, like 12 episodes.
Yeah. No.
Well, I will say, John and Tom and I were talking before the show started that Collider had an interview with the showrunner Leslie Headland, who said that she pitched it as a multi-season series, and that there won't be any kind of emotional cliffhangers at the end of season 1.
Okay.
So, what do you guys make of that?
I mean, how do you murder mystery thrillers usually end? With an answer.
With an answer, yeah. So I'm wondering, is it one of those where it'll be similar to, like I was mentioning to John, like Rogue One, where, you know, like, let's say the Tantive escapes and Vader's standing there, and like, you know that there's more things are going to happen, but it's ended?
Right, or even at the end of Phantom Menace, which think is Tom's third favorite Star Wars movie? I don't know.
It's first now.
No. At the end of Phantom Menace, like the good guys realize there's something happening behind the scenes. And then it cuts to a celebration and the guy responsible, Sheev Palpatine, is like, ooh, you with great interest.
Exactly.
And it's like, so okay, so you know this. So they solve one mystery and Maul died. So maybe at the end of this first season, they'll solve whatever this mystery
Maul
is.
Maul should never have died. I won't.
He didn't. He came back.
They brought it back for you.
Robot like, legs. He had robot legs. Yeah.
He was a
Remember?
Spider.
He was spider
he was a
guy.
Spider
I could argue that Attack of the Clones would have been better if he was being hunted the whole time, and that's why they were in the Geonosian town. Like, why are you so far away? Yes,
so
there's something here. But anyway, my thought that I had was because there are a slate of unknown characters here, do you think that a big reveal lends itself to unveiling a character that we do know that could be alive in this era, whether it is younger
Palpatine, right?
Palpatine.
We're talking about a Palpatine, maybe.
Palpatine.
That would be really interesting, and also maybe kind of similar to like the Lord of the Rings, the Rings of Power, where story wise it tried to like tease the presence of Sauron. And then, you know what I mean? And then kind of the end of that first season, they were like, this may be an early proto version. It is kind of maybe of Sauron. And it's like, it's interesting, but I don't know if it also... Lord of the Rings is obviously very different than Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Lord of the Rings has kind of been, in my opinion, one sort of focused story.
About
you know,
the Ring.
And the Hobbit to before that. And the Silmarillion was just like, extra stuff.
Yeah.
But Star Wars is like, since basically, since honestly the Ewoks movie that came out in the 80s, George and everybody have been like, we can do other characters
animated
and stuff.
Animated television shows. Animated series.
No. There was live action Ewok movies. No, you don't remember those? With that little girl.
With that little girl who's living with them in the tree.
Yeah, they're like family.
Robinson Crusoe, our spaceship
crash. That's technically real talk. That's technically where the
first Disney Plus
witches right in now. Star Wars came from. They came from that thing, and then later were retroactively kind of absorbed into the Witches of Dathomir.
Yes, the Witches of Dathomir were in that. That's right.
But the point is that Star Wars is this big story engine. There's a bunch of different. So I don't know if like.
Well, it was called Star Wars and not Skywalker.
Exactly.
And I made the argument that Harry Potter wasn't a good world builder because it was called Harry Potter.
Don't try to Fantastic Beast me. It's
That's
Harry
it.
Potter.
It's
You're
Harry
done.
Harry Potter.
You did that. You did it.
Him.
You cut the last book into two movies. You're done.
That's it. We're cutting you off.
Ain't but nothing else to do.
Star Wars.
Right.
As long as there's a war,
open-ended.
With some stars,
right.
You're
good. We're good.
So, I mean...
Someone's going to mock me for how I said Star Wars.
You're fine. I feel like one of the...
I really emphasize the Star Wars.
I heard it. That's how Australians say it.
One of the points
I think we talk about, too, is like, which characters will show up that we are familiar with, whether they're from the High Republic or just the larger. And I feel like there's only two non-High Republic original Star Wars characters that are going to pop in.
We're going to say Palpatine, absolutely. But what I love about Palpatine is the fact that the big unveil of Palpatine was that he was also Sidious. But now the big unveil can be is that he's Sheev. First name basis as a younger man.
Wait, so you're saying we're going to meet some other character, not know who he is, and then at one point he's going to be like, my real name is Sheev.
No, his real name is Sheev, so people know him as Sheev, and then he adopts Palpatine.
Oh.
But he's also then, I think you can't
have
Palpatine.
Supposed to, people didn't know Palpatine was Sidious, just like people won't know Sidious as Sheev.
Yes. And I think that with the birth of Sidious is Palpatine, that's the balance in his force. So you can't have one without the other.
Okay.
But before there was Palpatine and Sidious, there was Sheev. And he's getting swayed, and then he's building his army.
Right.
Well, I was piggybacking on that, you know, in my favorite movie, Revenge of the Sith. Okay. I was actually thinking this would be so cool to introduce Darth Plagueis, who is...
That's a good call. That was a good call.
And again, it would give us opportunity to have the connective tissue with the other Star Wars stuff without having to be, here's someone you know from all the things.
That's true.
Even though it's a new actor. If it's Sheev, it's like, well, there's 100 years before, so I guess the dark side's keeping him alive, and I guess, you know, like...
With the Plagueis thing, it's canon because it was the big proponent for getting Anakin to go to the dark side. Darth Plagueis, as we all know, the
wise.
Cheated death.
And there was
about immortality.
Now it's a Legends book, but there was a book. I don't know if you've read it.
I know the cover we're talking about where he's kneeling before that big Plagueis alien head. Yeah.
So, like, apparently Star Wars literature fans love that book. Mm. And so I think that I'm sure Lucasfilm is aware of how popular that one particular book and story is, the same way they knew that, like, Thrawn stuff was popular.
Yeah.
So when they were doing Rebels, they're like, well, let's bring in Thrawn. He's super popular. Maybe they're looking at this book and going, what can we pull from it to make canon that still fits with everything else, but, like, can be really great, juicy story stuff that fans like.
Well, apparently they were pulling from the EU material.
What?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying, right?
No way.
Yeah, there was a quote that Leslie Headland said that she kind of had the ability to pull from the extended universe without anyone really, like, stopping her, quote-unquote. So I'll be interested to see what gets canonized in that sense, especially because, you know, the High Republic has existed in canon, but, like, what other elements are they going to bring in from, you know, Legends stuff? Mm-hmm. I do want to jump back for a second. You know, we're talking about Darth Plagueis. If we're able to bring up the part of the trailer at 127, I just want to note, and I want to get your guys' opinions here.
Freeze frame.
Yeah, we look at the clip here.
Yeah.
I just want to note that, you know, we see this person, and it's like eight Jedi getting blown away by one person with one
red lightsaber. Potentially. But these trailers are always edited tricky like this. Like, you know.
And there's like a little red hue in the shockwave that.
Which
is interesting too.
Maybe they blew up the red lightsaber.
Maybe that clip
again?
Yeah,
let's see.
I didn't know that was Daphne Keene, X-23.
Really? Where?
The white alien. At first,
that's so
when
cool.
I watched it, I was like, hey, she's
good
not in this trailer. But yeah, that's her.
Yeah, that's definitely her.
Yeah.
Richter. Yeah, when she starts listing all the kids she's looking for. That's the only one I remember. Richter.
Yeah, here we go.
Is that
a little like reddish kind of something?
Could have been just clay.
It could have just been
clay dirt. I don't know. It could be Darth Sidious, folks.
One thing
don't
I
know.
Really like is that, and maybe they'll you know, it's only 8 eps, so maybe it's what we see is what we get. But I like how we don't know who the Acolyte really is, because I was getting some vibes from Carrie-Anne Moss. I was like, is she maybe the first to go to the dark side and become a Sith, and you're thinking it's going to be this Mei character or something?
Oh, but it's Carrie.
But it's maybe it's Carrie.
You're very right. For a name that's specifying a particular person or a role, we are not seeing a standout. This is not... There's no
versus Obi-Wan Kenobi. I knew who that was.
Knew who that
The Book of Boba Fett? Got it. Ahsoka? Uh-huh. Andor? I'm pretty sure I know who that is.
This is the first time, like you were saying.
But then in The Mandalorian, Jon Favreau was like, well, it's only called The Mandalorian, so this season was about Bo-Katan. Like, he was trying to really get juice out of that title.
Yeah,
like,
that
okay,
so,
who's
that
the Mandalorian? All right,
some of my favorite parts of the Clone Wars.
It's awesome. So, you know. What, all the Mandalorian stuff?
I'm petitioning to if there's ever a flashback sequence. Okay. Satine cries.
How great
was
she,
crushes Satine. Oh my gosh.
Right? Pull up a picture.
That's the best fan.
Yeah, can we get a picture of Satine Kreese, please, from the Clone Wars? I'm going to say season 4, episode 9? I don't know.
Maybe at the 124
mark. 124 mark, yeah. She's got a look on her face. She's looking at Obi-Wan like, I want to
hit
you, but I can't because you're a Jedi, but we definitely want to bone that look.
All you need is that, flower.
Can you put your hands back here like they're antlers? Oh
yes,
my God. Hang on. Let's go close up on mod cam. Oh my God. Look at this.
Wow.
Satine
is here.
I tell you what, I'd walk away from the Jedi Order for that lady.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
That's what happens in the
show. Yeah.
Everything to you is spitting something salacious.
Look at that. Wow.
Exactly.
Guys,
John, you're the man.
We were just giving you a hard time. That's genuinely impressive.
Yeah,
you can pull that up
that
fast. No, one more time. Split screen. Mod, move to the side.
Put the picture.
Look at this.
I thought that was already Mod. I didn't know that.
Oh my God. Look at how gorgeous.
Wait, which one's Mod and which one's Satine?
Wow, Satine. I don't know. Which one's animated by Dave Filoni and crew, and which one was from Australia?
I don't
look at those.
Amazing.
You don't have to suck in your cheeks, girl. You got the cheekbones.
You
don't have to do anything. Look
spread
at
the
them.
Word, everyone.
Yeah, fantastic.
The word you heard. Oh my God.
Any final guesses? Any final guesses for who you think is they could be fighting there? Is that Darth Plagueis? Is there something going on?
I'm gonna go Sith.
I mean.
Red lightsaber?
I'm gonna say Sith.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about what other things the show could be about. If you read some of the High Republic books or comic books or, you know, kids' books or whatever, the main villain in that were the pirates, this band of pirates.
Mm, yeah.
They were led by a character named Marcion Roe.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what the status of that character is at this point in the High Republic books. I'm not all the way caught up, so maybe he's dead or maybe he's... But he had such a cool look, but he was a pirate bounty hunter guy, and I'm like...
Got one eye kind of thing.
And I'm maybe only in the sense of, would Lucasfilm want to highlight their publishing stuff?
Mm.
Would they do something to be like, and here's these pirates, the Nihil is what they were called.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Maybe they're a small part of the show. Maybe they're a big part of the show. I don't know. Because that's the other tricky thing is if somebody knows the exact timeline of the usual High Republic books versus what this show is.
100 years before Phantom Menace.
But High Republic, I thought, was 200.
Well, it takes place over 1,000 years or something.
Yeah, they have flashbacks and they do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm especially thinking of that first sort of phase 1 is what they call it, where the
Starlight
Beacon.
Well, it's
got
to be within 900 years because Yoda's in the High Republic.
Yes,
so
he is.
Be as early as 900 years ago or up to 101 years, right, is what you're saying.
The High Republic?
I mean, just what we've seen, I mean.
I think it starts around 500 BBY, right, to 100 BBY. So it's whole span. So I think those first phase of books is probably a little bit ahead of...
Here's the thing. There's a character in those first phase of books that's a 15-year-old girl,
uh-huh.
Vernestra Rowe.
Yeah, she's in the trailer.
Who's in this, and I was under the impression, maybe I did this myself because the actress who's playing her is in her 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, sweet, Vernestra's going to be 45. I'm reading of this character when she's 15. That's how much time takes place from... But I think because she's an alien Mary Allen character...
So I thought the exact same thing as you, but then I read something, or I've been hearing that, no, this has been 100 years since that time. So I'm hearing
this character.
Things.
So now at this point, this character within the show, she's going to be 115 years old.
She looks great.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. I know. Looks amazing.
Yeah. So
it's amazing.
So I'm not sure what they're going with either. Because getting back to the trailer and stuff.
Yeah.
And we were saying the pirates are in it. When that woman says it's about power.
Yeah.
There's a character or a group of characters in the High Republic called the Path of the Open Hand, who are
these
religious characters. And there's a main, their leader is the mother, and she's a priestess. So thought it was her or something like that. But yeah, again, they're either creating something new or they can dip in their toes into stuff they already have.
And more than ever, Lucasfilm is really trying to canonize everything. Yes. Make stuff important. Yeah. I mean, even, oh my God, what's the name of the character that showed up in The Mandalorian who had Boba Fett's armor at first?
Cobb Vanth.
Timothy Olyphant. Yeah. Yep. That character first appeared in a novel.
That's right.
And everybody freaked out like, oh shit, it's the Cobb Vanth guy who had Boba Fett's armor. Mm-hmm. And then they put him in live action and it's Timothy Olyphant. Amazing show. So like maybe this show will be their sort of showcase of like, here's some cool stuff and characters from the High Republic. If you guys aren't reading them,
and if you know, you know, and if you don't, it's
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not going to bog down the story, but it's because there was this distinct lack of Easter eggs in that trailer.
Right.
Right.
But even when you read the High Republic, there's a distinct lack of it because it's like 200 some years. Or whatever. So it's only they mentioned Yoda and everything else is like new characters.
Which is great.
In the chat, I have WDM1262 saying the first High Republic book took place in 232 BBY.
Right.
So that timeline wise,
New Hope.
For a couple hundred years.
And this is 100 years before New Hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that lady's like 100 years old.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Learn a lot about alien biology.
She looked good.
Before we do some chat questions, can we hit some sponsors?
We sure can. Speaking of Mando.
Mando. Like Mando. Do you want to smell like a zero? And for the record, zero is good. Zero is good.
Yeah, it means you can't smell anything.
Yes, a zero on the
negative
smell scale.
You don't want.
In a clinical study, men who showered with soap and used Mando whole body deodorant on their armpits had an odor score of 0 out of 10 after 12 hours. No odor.
Oh, wow.
Men who showered with soap alone had an armpit odor score of 8 out of 10 after 12 hours. That's a lot more odor. That's 8 times as much, or 8 plus 0. Mando is clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours wherever you stink. We've been sticking to stinky armpits, but it works on your stinky feet, your stinky nethers, anywhere you want to smell better. Make the switch to Mando whole body deodorant and smell like a zero every day. Mando starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick of deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice. Two of them, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, plus free shipping. As a special offer for our audience, new customers get $5 off a Mando starter pack with code BREAKROOM at shopmando.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit shopmando.com and use code BREAKROOM.
Yay!
Do it.
Nice. Now it's my turn. Jelly bean. Okay, this is so funny. I know that I have to read copy, but what you could actually do is just feature pick apart every single episode I've been in when we've spoken about jelly beans and just capture me eating jelly beans all the time.
True.
All I do is eat jelly beans.
Got that supercut ready to go. You can just load it up. Go ahead, play that supercut. Real quick, just show another picture of Satine. Just kidding.
She looks like she'd be the queen of Jelly Bean on Jelly Bean Planet. And yes, they are our sponsor for this particular show. So if you do want to get involved, I'll pass them around. Have a
I just wanted to show the product to the camera.
There's so many different containers. There's a little lay-down. That's a triangular box. There's a popper bean. You just pop that bean. You can pop it. We're working on that, but that's actually what you can do.
How does that work, Mod?
We've eaten most of these, haven't we?
Yeah, you probably have to refill it.
But you get like one or two at a time if you don't want to like grab the handful and go. You've seen the big jars here on the desk. You've seen me eating them all the time. We love eating the jelly beans, natural flavors. There's plant-based colors. There's no GMO. There's no gelatin. There's no gluten. Thank God I'm gluten intolerant. And there's no palm oil. If you just want an exclusive link, there's the link below. Use that one. Use the code 15.
They're just so delicious. You gotta eat them when you talk about them. You gotta eat them.
15.
NW. Rockstar.
It is. What does that stand for?
15 N.
Dup.
R.
15. Oh, just it's new Rockstars without the E and the S at the end.
I needed to learn that. Okay. Oh. The code is 15 NW Rockstar. 15% off the 42.5 ounce jar of Jelly Bean Planet. You can get your jelly beans today. Seriously, if you've been a good boy or girl, so get your jelly beans.
Yeah, really. These are so good.
I think I got like a, what is that, tangerine? Mm. So good.
Tangerine nights, tangerine dreams. Malibu nights, Malibu dreams. Tangerine. Jelly bean.
Hey! Hey, we got some more questions?
Yeah, all right. Some audience questions here. Jacob Beach asking, for Maud specifically, do you think this could fully introduce the origins of Revan?
Oh, sorry, one more time?
Do you think this could fully introduce the origins of Revan, R-E-V-A-N, Revan?
Revan?
Yeah.
Revan from Knights of the Old Republic. No, yeah. I got my timelines wrong when I was last talking about.
Knights of the Old Republic is like 1,000 years
yes. before 1,000 years New Hope? Before, okay. Not 100 years before. Okay. And I mean, if they want to use Revan as a character, they technically could.
Yeah.
If you want
to
pluck.
It could be a ghost kind of a thing, like, you know, Darth Bane and the Clone Wars kind of a thing.
He could have been the one that, you know, superseded death, you know? How do you live immortality, you know? Yeah. And it could be like, instead of a Force ghost, it could be like the Sith version of that, right. where it's like an essence, where it kind of whispers nefarious.
Well, they had some kind of Sith ghost. Remember they had Darth Bane in the Clone Wars pop up to Yoda, but in some weird temple, and it wasn't really a ghost, it was something else. But anyway, they could have something like that.
In the Jedi temple.
Mm. Yeah?
I don't know if they're going to touch KOTOR, I'll be honest. I would love, I don't know if they're going to. Best deal.
What about
best
James Mangold's
Bring
movie?
Oh, that's right. Dawn of the Jedi.
Dawn of James Mangold's movie. Going from Logan to, wait, what did he just direct? Mangold? Yeah. Thank Indiana you. Jones. Dial of Destiny Dial going of Destiny. To like the Dawn of the Jedi. Yeah. The earliest. Is that, that's probably two.
But that's before two, even before a little bit of Knights of the Old Republic. Again, I don't know the exact dates. The chat will know.
Yep. But yeah, if you haven't, Google, is it Bastila or Bastille? What's her name? She's gorgeous. That's all.
Oh, the main character in that? Yes. Yeah, I can't remember that.
She helps you out. She makes sure that
in Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's got a very British accent.
Now that would like be speaking of an army of Sith and an army of Jedi.
Oh, I know.
God. That's when that would happen.
Seen the FMV from that game? Oh, you gotta go watch it. It's so badass. It's like 20 Jedi and 20.
Yeah. FMV. Now that's a phrase I haven't heard in a long time.
I just dated myself, everyone. Wow.
Kobe Wan Kenobi asks, do you think the hooded assassin lady could be an ancestor of the Sisters of Dathomir? She reminds me of Ventress. Did want to get into this earlier, but one of the characters is Mother Anessia, who's supposed to be the leader of a coven of independent witches. How do you think the witches are going to function in this setting? Do you think this is going to be, you know, we've met the witches of Dathomir, but do you think all witches use like the dark side of the Force?
Interesting. You
know, well, it's one thing interesting is I feel like the Sith, there's General Grievous coffin over there.
Yeah. Grievous. Hello there. it's
General
a dog.
Kenobi. Yeah.
Hacking up a dog. Lung here.
Kenobi.
Probably having some jelly beans.
Hank, are you okay? Hank?
We got a Heimlich.
He's good.
No, okay.
Okay.
Bless you, Hank.
When we looked at iterations of the witches, they've always been a separate entity, but they've kind of worked with whoever has the most power.
Mm, right. They work with the dark side, but they also are like a weird neutral side, because they're not necessarily evil, right? They're magic, or they're force magic, at least. It's not necessarily evil, so this could be like a proto version of them, which would be really cool. I think it could be a combination of them and the path of the open hand I was talking about.
Right,
that the path of the open hand is a precursor to the witches of death.
Yeah.
Something like that. That would be really cool.
I wonder if we explore that kind of. I think that the witches of Dathomir, they're usually centric around Dathomir, which is where Maul's from, which is where Rancors are originally from So if we go to that planet, guaranteed.
I think I'll talk about Peridia then, because did the Night Sisters, did they come from Peridia, like an Ahsoka?
They were stationed there for something.
And then they populated Dathomir kind of thing? I'm not clear about that, but interesting. Yeah, who knows?
That's the planet Peridia is the one that's in the other galaxy.
The galaxy far, far away.
Here's what's crazy. They call the franchise the Star Wars galaxy, but now there's at least two galaxies.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you see that hologram, there's hundreds. Yeah.
And then they call the other franchise, the competing one, Star Trek Universe. But y'all, they only ever stay in one galaxy.
What is this?
They've had storylines where there's a barrier around the Milky Way galaxy. They never leave. They never leave.
Yeah.
They had one storyline in Star Trek Discovery where aliens that were like outer of the galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, came. So they're only in the galaxy, Star Trek Universe.
Right.
Star Wars Galaxy?
Isn't
multiple galaxies in the universe.
Universes.
We just need Purgle to show up in Star Trek,
exactly.
some people in the chat, Hannah Flamingo and Bummin' with Bo, were saying that wasn't there something about siblings being separated when the show was in production? One was selected to be a Jedi and the other stayed behind and became resentful of that life. is that maybe what's going on here with Amanda Senberg's character? Is that maybe the kind of red herring that we were seeing in the trailer here? She think that maybe the Jedi were maybe like brainwashing her sister or something?
Interesting.
I'm trying to go back to every single iteration of where together got separated and how they became different. And obviously there's Luke and Leia. One became, you know, a princess. Well, she was... and then a diplomat, and the other one, he was a farm boy. Another book, Lost Stars by Claudia Gray, which we've read. It was two friends from, is it Jellicoe, something like that. It was like
Jellybean Planet?
Yes, Jellybean Planet!
That's the one.
And they both join the Empire to work on the Death Star, and then one of them recognizes, oh my gosh, we just saw a planet get blown up. Are we working for the right side?
Yeah. Are we the baddies?
And the Knights of the Old Republic, there were those two twin brothers and I think in a DLC or something.
That's KOTOR 2?
Oh, KOTOR, thank you. That's what it was. Yep.
And in Star Wars Visions, which is not canon, there were that badass set of twins from the short called The Twins, and one of them was super dark and super light, and they looked sick. They were and they were fighting on the X-Wings.
You know, maybe, if we are thinking that Maze, that's her as a young Padawan or youngling in the temple saying, I see fire. Maybe she's dreaming of her sister.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's going to be mad at the Jedi for, you know, not taking care of her. Oh, yeah, and she's water powered.
Everyone's fire?
Yeah.
Balance? Force?
Balance. Yeah.
Fire Nation attacked? Everything changed?
GSU Eagle was asking other people we could see in the Acolyte.
Someone
that didn't come up, I know you guys talked about it, but someone that didn't come up was Hu Yang.
Hu Yang,
Droid,
Yoda.
He's there, Yoda. I'm glad Yoda didn't show up though.
Sure.
New, but yeah, he'll probably
and
be there. Yeah.
Even in the High Republic books and stuff, whenever Yoda, I don't think has ever really been a central character because again, you know Yoda's gonna live until Empire Strikes Back.
It's the trope of you have like the one who teaches you, the guide,
right.
The prophet.
That's it. That's Yoda's job. Yeah. We could see that Wookiee Jedi from the High Republic, Bury Yaga.
Yes.
Because Wookiees age slower. Yes. So, like, I thought that's who that was in the trailer, but it's not. It's another Wookiee that's got, like, a shaved head or some cool thing. So, like, maybe we could see some of those.
Yeah.
If we're seeing... Yep. There
that
we go.
Head.
Super cool.
I didn't notice the shaved head, but I noticed the little ponytail.
If I was a Wookiee, I would shave weird parts of my body and freak people out.
I would be a Viking.
I would like 40-year-old virgin Steve Carell, like shave this, like walk into a bar. People be like, is that a Wookiee? Oh, I don't know. What is that?
He's a nearly hairy guy.
No, do the Wookiee. It's like,
you'll be like, well, at least he smells like a zero.
Oh, yeah, he smells like a zero.
Wow, he smells like a zero, though.
He must come from the Jellybean planet.
Kel Naka, that's his name.
I'll tell you a little bit about Kel Naka.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll
off the top of your head? Go for it.
Yeah, he's described by the Data Bank as a loner who lives a solitary life. First live action Wookiee with a lightsaber.
Love that. Love that distinction, too.
Instead of live
action, because we saw animated Wookiees with lightsabers.
Right, we've seen
Gungi and the Clone Wars.
Younglings.
So cute. He was in the Bad Batch. He lived.
That's right.
It's my dude, Gungi. Gungi.
And also GSU Eagle with a follow-up here saying, next to possibly seeing Hu Yang, could we also see a cameo of that old Jedi that helped Ahsoka find her lightsaber when it was stolen? Maybe too far.
When was that?
What are we talking about?
When Ahsoka's lightsaber was stolen. I'm trying to remember.
In the Clone Wars cartoon show?
I think so.
I don't remember. That's what's great about Star Wars, but also sometimes kind of frustrating, is that like you'll be watching something, and then a character shows up, and they're like, I'm 500 years old. And you're like, cool, dude. I've never seen you before in any of these stories. What are you?
That was me.
What's
with
your
Hu
job?
Yang. Like, I watched all the Clone Wars. I loved it. And when it came up, I was like, cool. And I was like, wait, that's that guy. I didn't even make that connection.
Yeah. I still haven't.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
You're seeing it real time.
Yeah, for
what
sure.
What episode?
So, you know that in Ahsoka, her robot Hu Yang.
Yeah, who's 10,000 years old.
Yeah, he was the one who made the lightsabers with the little kids in that Clone Wars episode. Yes, exactly.
And, I mean, the coolest thing is, like, Star Wars just put out this book called Star Wars Timelines, which is this gorgeous book, which actually tries to chronologically and really successfully lays everything out. Every movie, every TV show that's canon, every video game, and every major comic book story. And you flip to the beginning where it's like the dawn of the Jedi, and then something like 10,000 years before the Battle of Yavin, an insane amount of years and years. It might even be like 4 billion. I don't know if that's true. I forget what the exact, like, I think it's like
four. It's a lot.
It's an insane amount of years. And it goes like people start tapping into the Force, and the Jedi Order begins not too long after, because once, like, people in this galaxy realize what the Force is, and then it's, like, right after that, Hu Yang is built.
Yeah.
You're like, God damn, this dude has been like the library. He has been around. And then it's like thousands of years, Yoda's born. Like, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
And there's also, they also show the...
How is Yoda born?
What's that?
How is Yoda born?
We're going to see it on this show.
Yes.
When a mommy Yoda species and a daddy Yoda species...
Well, if Yaddle's in this, maybe Yaddle's the mom.
Literally only seen three of the
They got
species.
Bryce Dallas Howard on retainer. Just have her.
That's right. She probably hanging out in the studio
Yaddle.
Every day.
Did y'all see Tales of the Jedi?
Yeah.
Yaddle's my lady, dude. I love Yaddle. And I love that Yaddle starts showing up and she's like, I talk normal.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, Yoda's just weird.
Yoda's just weird.
He's just a special guy. He's a special little guy.
Maybe he was a hermit for a very long time.
Yoda?
Yeah, maybe he was just
on the swamp.
Yeah,
or before that,
for a little bit too long, and he kind of got a bit loopy.
We have more stupid questions to bring up about. So, no, I'm kidding, Evan. Sorry, go ahead.
I want to end on this question before we at least just watch the Furiosa trailer.
Right. Oh,
some
yes.
people in the chat have been sticking around. They're like, "Where's the Furiosa trailer?" Elijah Dante says, "For somebody like myself who has a very surface level understanding of Star Wars, do we think Acolyte is a show somebody could enjoy without a deep background knowledge, or are there specific stories or media to look into before watching Acolyte?"
100%.
So
yeah, I was gonna say.
Way more.
Ask me after the first episode comes out, because I can't really make that call now.
I can.
But
yeah.
But like, I would have hoped Ahsoka would have also been a good entry level, but it kind of wasn't.
No, you needed I love Ahsoka, but you needed a dissertation in Star Wars to understand first to even get into that.
It was Rebels season 5.
It was 100%.
That's fine. So,
but in this one, there's so many new characters, even outside the High Republic. That like, Sol is new, Mei is new. All these names. Kalneka, all of these names we've heard of people are all new.
Yeah.
So I think this is the most entry level thing, I think. And if there is Easter egg, it'll be like, if you know, you know, and if you don't, that's fine. And that would be a benefit, actually.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Most entry level since The Mandalorian episode 1.
Yep.
Wow.
Concurrent. Yeah. But even then, like.
Andor.
Yeah, but again, Andor's kind of like kind of working with the prequelitis. Like, it's kind of like, you know, he's going to die, so here's this story that's a little bit. But Mandalorian was like, you don't know anything. Here's a baby Yoda.
No, but then they pulled out all of the Bo-Katan.
Eventually,
like,
I know.
Luke came out.
That's
but
true.
That was like the season 2.
All right, season 1.
That's true. People were like, who's Luke Skywalker?
Right.
I think the showrunner has also said she wants this to be something accessible to new audiences. Like, most, I think, showrunners working in IP, you know, things have wanted to be.
I think they want to, but do they execute it all the time? Not all the time.
Yeah.
This one, I think, has
a high chance.
The question
is, no shade to the man, because I love him, but if Dave Filoni worked on this show, not entry level.
Oh,
but if he didn't, then full steam ahead.
I will say I'm noticing more and more is that they are releasing content that is specifically for kids. Like this new, like, Younglings show, which is animated.
Yeah,
and it's
really
all cute.
Which I found out is High Republic.
It is.
I just found out today.
Technically the first media.
That's so cute. Original Star Wars' biggest hurdle was that it was catering from 5 to 55 or 85. You know what I mean? It was like for all ages. So what I think that they're doing is, like, we're making Star Wars for everyone, but we're making that for the older fans. We're making that for the new fans.
Right.
So I think we could be getting a lot of a darker show, which would be good.
Yeah, I agree.
It's really good.
Whereas George Miller's like, I'm making this next movie for myself.
And that was the segue that you were looking for. Indeed, we are talking Furiosa.
Boom!
Also, if you do want a breakdown of the Acolyte trailer, you're on the right channel. Quinlan Vos.
Eric Quinlan's descendant, Eric.
Yes, has just dropped a video which is breaking that apart. So give that a click, ski, over on the New Rockstars channel. If you haven't subscribed to this channel, what are you doing?
Still got time.
No, it was just judgment. That's it. It was no suggestion to change. It was just pure judgment.
What is your problem?
A little bit. Hey, let's watch that Furiosa trailer.
All right.
Let's pop our earbuds in.
So this is Australian.
I love this shot right there, yeah.
May 24.
Let's go.
Why is it on Memorial
Weekend? It looks insane. It looks
epic. Disrespectful.
That looks
disrespectful.
What? Why? To what?
It's releasing on Memorial Weekend.
It should release on Australia Day.
That's it.
I was like, is that like a
Well,
bad
do you know,
day?
We're changing, well... There's a debate that we change the date of Australia Day instead of being celebrating, you know, when the country obliterated the original owners of the land.
Oh, right.
We instead make Australia Day May 8. Why is that, you ask?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mate?
No, like that. That's,
you know,
actually,
why? Because that's pretty like wholesome and
wholesome. Why is he? Why is his head in his hands, though? Yeah. That's.
I'll take a pun over the celebration of genocide any day of the week. Yeah. Good on you, Australia. What's that?
One more time, the camera, please.
I'll take a pun over the celebration of genocide any day of the week. But that's just me, mate. That's better.
Yeah,
that's like how Mario Day is March 10th.
Yeah, because it's
Mar
10. Exactly.
Mar.
May the 4th. Yeah, there we go.
Revenge of the 5th.
Return of the
6th.
All right, let's get the movement started. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
What is everyone feeling excited for Furiosa? I mean,
stop. Oh, real talk, real question. Can I ask?
Yeah.
Do you have sort of a this is unfair. It's an entire country and continent. Mm-hmm. But can you share with us, do you know sort of like how the nation of Australia feels about, I guess, George Miller, but specifically the Mad Max movies? Oh, like, are they very proud?
George Miller was the nearly Justice Leaguer.
That's right.
So he had that. He cast the movie.
I remember.
So close. So we were absolutely championing George Miller for that. George Miller, did he do Babe?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Babe, Pig in the City.
Yeah. It was a Pig in the City and not the first
the
one.
Yeah.
Oh, he
That'll
did the sequel,
pig.
Not the first one?
That'll do.
That's Magda amazing.
Sibansky,
he did Happy Feet 1 and 2.
Where I first interviewed him with Robin Williams.
Isn't that crazy?
I heard that. I forgot that.
Isn't that crazy?
That is insane.
This filmmaker, I think, has the most eclectic filmography.
Oh, yeah.
But you have to also understand that the original Mad Max, that was Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Which we don't anymore.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
And
Tina
Turner was in one of those.
Thunderdome.
Ah, that's right.
We don't need another hero.
And can I just say, in Australia, here's a culture that I cannot explain.
Yeah.
It is a rite of passage when you go into high school to learn the Nutbush.
What's the Nutbush?
That's a Tina Turner song.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was like, is that something from Mad Max?
We don't do country dancing. That's the only line dance that we will ever have, and it's the Nutbush.
How does that one go? Does it go,
what a great
Nutbush, got to do with it.
No.
Nutbush, but a second-hand emotion.
A better question that I was waiting for was, do you know how Max got mad?
Oh, how?
I don't know. But that would be really cool to learn.
No, why are we getting a Furiosa prequel? We need to find out why Max
know.
Is so mad.
Technically,
I think because all the water ran out.
No, the first movie, they do his family gets killed. He had like a wife and child, and they get killed. And because it's like beginning to be a post-apocalyptic, he had like a small town. Mm. He lived in a small town,
just
I guess
a
the
small
nuclear.
Town boy.
Yeah, he's just a small town boy. Living in a lonely world.
And that could get anyone mad.
Yeah.
Took the midnight train.
So anyway, it looks like they're showing Why did I start?
What?
Looks like they're showing.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
I was just running
it looks
through that.
Like they're showing.
Nope, we don't need to hit it.
We need the
We'll clean it up. It'll be fine.
We're already over time.
We're already over time.
That's it from us. Thank you so much for sitting through this today. Welcome.
You're welcome.
To
the
end of the show. Follow us on Twitch if you haven't been doing that already. Drop those bits. Too. We love that. Also, make sure you subscribe. Now, I've got two wonderful guests here that I would like to plug. If people were like, they're awesome, I want to follow what they do. Tom, we'll start with you.
Sure, you can follow me on Tom on the Mic on all the socials. Nice. Yeah, so you can find me there.
Oh, I was going to say, where's the mic? You're literally speaking into
That's right.
Boom.
Yeah, I said that just because of this. Yeah, exactly.
It's like you planned it.
But it's Mike for Michelson, so that's how you're...
Mike? Yeah. Oh, there Tom and the Michelson.
Uh-huh.
I like so that. That's so sick.
Yeah,
that's
there you
so
go.
Cool, dude.
As if anyone thanks. Would say Michelson. So nice.
Foolish.
That would be so
and then not take a take two. Like, if anyone would do that.
Just power through.
Just
that's
power
confident.
That's silly.
And you know what, Hector? You're
we
pretty funny.
We don't need another take two.
You're pretty funny. What's your handle?
It's Hector. Is funny.
Stop
what?
It.
What?
I am.
Wait, so one, you have a number at the end, or are you the original Hector that's funny?
The only funny, funny Hector.
Wow. That's it. Amazing. I don't have a number at the end. Amazing. Yeah, that's a good point.
What else have you got?
I got on TikTok pretty soon. No, not really. That's it. That's all I want to plug. I want to plug Tom on the Mic because Tom knows an incredible amount of Star Wars stuff.
No, I only look good because I'm sitting next to you guys. So thanks so much for letting me hang out.
I only look good because Tom has the coolest middle name I've ever seen.
Welcome back to Tarkon Talk, everybody.
Let's put it that Tarkon Talk. Let's put it that lower third again. Damn, that's cool.
Holy shit!
I will say, we'll talk some Star Wars, but mostly Tarkon. Yeah.
For a Maud, I've got the most British white chick middle name ever. I bet you can guess it.
Beverly.
No, British. Oh, British white chick.
Elizabeth.
Kate. There it is.
Oh,
nice. That's all the time for that we have. Yeah. Talk about this while we're plugging Breakroom NR. On Instagram, Twitter, X. We're also on Threads. Make sure you pop on by. Hey, if you found, if you're watching on Twitter, Twitch, and you had a cool moment, clip it and link it and tag us.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
I'm Maud Garrett on socials. If you want to read sci-fi fantasy books, join Maud's book club. Go to Discord. Get on to it. Thanks for letting us talk Star Wars.
Yay.
Bye. May the force be with you.
Thanks for listening. You can check out our Breakroom live streams at Breakroom NR on Twitch at 3 p.m. Pacific. And don't forget to subscribe on YouTube.